London, making a stand against Khan's cuts. Over 90 trade unionists, socialists, and community campaigners attended an open online TUSC meeting on the 20th of January to discuss the Greater London Authority, GLAP, elections in London this May. This included Socialist Party members, RMT Transport Union members and a number of ex-Labour Party members, as well as a former and a current Labour councillor. TUSC's anti-cuts and pro-worker policies could be just the remedy for people ravaged by a decade of Tory austerity leading to growing inequality, which has widened during the COVID crisis. It was great to see a lot of young people attend the meeting. The Tories offer young people no future. Last year, youth unemployment rose 14% in just 3 months, and when Transport for London's, TFL, financial crisis hit, the Tories wanted to remove free travel for under-18s. Socialist Party London Secretary Helen Paterson addressed the need for an anti-austerity challenge against London Mayor Sadiq Khan's plans for massive cuts to TFL, rising council tax and his failure to address the housing crisis. A TUSC mayoral candidate would not only offer an anti-austerity alternative to working-class people in London, but also show Khan his attacks will be challenged. RMT National Executive Member for London Transport Jared Wood addressed the importance of fighting to defend workers' pay and conditions. Many transport workers had been badly affected by the employer's mishandling of PPE, resulting in unnecessary deaths in the industry. Already, many union members are opposed to Khan's austerity plans, indicated by a resolution passed by the London Underground Engineering branch which demanded that, unless Khan backs down from TFL cuts, other candidates should be approached to stand for mayor. Nancy Taff, chair of anti-cuts community campaign Save Our Square, see page 4, raised the issue of affordable housing, stating that the mass building of council housing, a key TUSC policy, is necessary as working class people are no longer able to afford to live in the boroughs in which they were raised. This was echoed by numerous contributors. Labour's attempt to secure votes, by occupying ground right of centre lacked appeal and younger voters in particular were alienated by it. The Socialist Party will continue to work with trade unionists who agree that we must fight cuts. This meeting showed an appetite for anti-establishment politics, reflecting a public mood angry about the effects of capitalism and hungry for an end to austerity. Ellen Kenyon-Pierce, South East London Socialist Party.